This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're talking with Gerard Shallow, who's a product manager over at Amcom Software, one of our DevConnect product partners. And today we're going to be talking about workflow. So, Gerard, you do a lot of workflow in the healthcare industry, correct?
That's right, exactly.
And how does that play into public safety, from your view?
In the healthcare world, we do talk a lot about clinical workflows and how our applications really help the clinical side of the hospital meet their everyday needs and demands.
Right.
We don't often talk about that in public safety, because that's a great thing that we can discuss. You know, when we do talk about workflows in the 911 call center, typically it's around the workflow of the call taker themselves and how the applications will help them with their daily tasks and their major responsibilities. But what we don't talk about are workflows outside of that group, specific to the emergency caller themselves and specific to some of the emergency agencies that are involved, you know, the police, the fire, right down to animal control.
Okay.
An example I can give you is on the police side. Having an application that doesn't just meet the workflow need of the individual that's taking the 911 call, but having a tool that presents to the call taker a premise history of everything that comes in from that number or from that home. In the case of, let's say, a domestic dispute, that's a great example because the responding police officer might act differently if they have the full premise history, if the call taker is able to give them a little bit of a past bit of information of all the past domestics that have come in from that particular number, from that particular home. That might not be something that's offered up by the caller, but is received by the emergency call taker and passed along to the police officer.
So that's all part of the RMS or the records management system, right? So are you saying you're an adjunct on top of that, or that is what you actually are?
That's part of the information that we can present, is that sort of detailed information right to the call taker themselves. So when they receive a call from 555-1212, we're able to present to the call taker that bit of information on the last five calls that may have taken place over the past 8 months from that number. From that home address.
Right, right. So what other agencies would be useful for that type of data, do you think?
Really, anyone responding to an emergency, be it a home emergency like that, the fire, we can obviously bring in any sort of agency to directly interface with our system, right down to an animal control.
So with next generation 911, I think if you look at the ESI net that's going to be developed, certainly public safety will be attached to that network. But the hospital network itself, the hospital system, may be attached on that ESI net. So if you've got data coming in, let's say, from an OnStar motor vehicle accident, and you know that it's a heavy trauma, you can start getting resources available at the hospital as well.
Sure. It's all about situational awareness, making everyone within the that's attached to the situation knowledgeable of what's taking place and ready to react as quickly as possible.
So do you make the application side that also goes out in the field, or just more on the call taker side?
In the emergency call taker world, we work with the application, or we are the application that the call taker uses to actually receive the calls and has integrations into the underlying Avaya telephony system, mapping systems, call recording systems. So we're a fully integrated intelligent workstation.
So that's kind of a management overlay for the entire public safety solution suite that's in the PSAP then.
Correct.
Okay, great. Fantastic. So we're talking with Gerard Shallow, who's a product manager at Amcom Software, one of our DevConnect partners, about workflows in public safety. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.